This is your chance to make a break with Cheryl, and you won't have to worry about listening to my message. You say, I'm going to carry her music. Now, I'm, as I said before, I'm really blessed and honored to be here, and I know that Pastor Bonnie, is it, I think, is going. Is she visiting her new grandchild? Is that what she's doing? Yeah, that's good. Yeah, kids are great. And you're talking about the people with dementia, and they're like, many ways, like kids. And it's a terrible thing to have, especially if you have Alzheimer's. I think it's one of the worst possible diseases you can have. But really, goodbye.
I'll be over here for a few minutes. So.
Oh, okay. Well, don't tell Bonnie we're having such a good time. Okay. Remember, we're in church. I was in California. One of our daughters lives in California, and I saw a big billboard up, and it said, church should be fun. And we look at fun sometimes as being going to the circus or going to a fair or whatever and having fun, maybe having fun with our family. But in a way, I think that they've got a good point. I know California's pretty liberal. You never know what you're going to see on a billboard up there. But anyway, I'll always remember seeing that. And I thought, you know, there's something to that, it's okay to have a good time. It's okay. God gave us joy. That's one of the emotions we have. And he gave us laughter. And he gave us people that can stand up and tell a joke and that kind of thing. So it should all be a little bit lighter. In fact, I remember hearing years ago, angels can fly because they take themselves lightly. And I think that's a good thing to remember. Labor Day weekend, I think of my wife, Joanne. She's been in labor 9 times. And so this day is kind of dedicated to her. Somebody asked me one time how many children we have. And I said, we have 9. And they're all girls except for 5 of them. So, and we're very, very, very close to our girls. We have a couple of girls that live in California right now. And we have boys that have their family in Fargo, North Dakota, and another one out in Pennsylvania in Mechanicsburg. And a couple of them are here. We have a daughter that's not married. She lives in Detroit, and she is a pastry chef. And just wanted to share a little bit about them because we are so grateful that God has given us healthy children. We did lose a child back in 1979, a little boy named Patrick. And then after that, the girls started to come along. We had 4 girls in a row. And we said, okay, Lord, thanks. That's great. And we had then a little boy named Joshua. And Joshua really is a very, very special guy. He's very deeply involved in his church. He lives in North Dakota, and he and his wife have 2 of our grandchildren. We have 13 grandchildren right now and counting because our daughter that lives in Peru, Anna, is expecting. So sometime in December, she'll give birth, and we'll have 13 because we're counting that little one already. Little girl came up to her grandpa and said, Grandpa, why do you read the Bible so much? And grandpa said, it's simple. I'm studying for my finals. Let me ask you a question, and maybe you haven't noticed this, but I sure have, that the older you get, it seems like the faster the time goes by. Does it seem like that to you? Does it think the days just fly by? And back in the day, you know, when we were young, we could, especially when we were real young, and we got out of school maybe in May, and we knew we didn't have to go back until the first part of September back in those days. Now they go back in August. But it was like all summer long, and it just had a spacious sound, like, wow, every day is going to be an adventure. And I grew up in Peoria, and the first thing we would do is get on our bikes and we'd ride someplace, maybe down to the Von Steuben School and play and set up a football game or a baseball game. And then we'd come home for lunch. And every day just seemed to open up and stretch out. And so I started to do some studying and thinking about this and pondering. We still have 24 hours, the same as we did then. And we still maybe sleep a few more hours than we did then. The older we get, we like to maybe sleep. Maybe take a nap in the afternoon, which we didn't do when we were playing down at Von Steuben School. But so I thought about it, and I studied about it, and I came up with a solution that the answer to the question is, why does it seem like the days are faster and we're going by faster? And my answer is, I just don't know. I don't know why. I couldn't figure it out. But I might have a solution for us today. And I want to think about, well, a song came to my mind called Day by Day. It's not the one from the Broadway musical, but it's one that Sarah Vaughan recorded. It's been reprised by a number of people, recorded by different ones. The Four Freshmen was a singing group, a quartet, obviously, Four Freshmen, in 1962. I'm not a great singer, but I want to sing this for you because it means a lot to me, and it helped me prepare for this message. Well, it's not going to be long, but I think by the time we're done, you might say, you know, he may be on to something. Because I'm going to give you God's word and talking about each day. I'm going to sing this. If you want to put cotton in your ears, go ahead and do it now. But I changed one word in it. Instead of "it's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean," I put "it's deeper, Lord, by far than any ocean." And I started singing this to Jesus every day. Day by day I'm falling more in love with you, and day by day my love seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, Lord, by far than any ocean. I find that day by day you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone, and I'm in love to stay. As we go through the years, we go through the years. You and I, Lord, go through those years, day by day. I love that song, and I changed the word from, no, you don't. That's for you, Lord. That clapping's for you. Day by day. And we're going to look at the importance of taking each day as it comes and kind of isolate it rather than worrying about what we did yesterday. And I hope God forgives us, and I know he does, if we repent. And so many times we spend our lives today in tomorrow, and tomorrow's not here yet. You know, it's like yesterday was a canceled check, and today is a live account. Tomorrow is just a promissory note, but today is the only day that we can really look at, because there's so many times you've seen this in your own life, where all of a sudden you lose somebody. Or all of a sudden, you hear about somebody whose child was killed, and Lord, what was that all about? Day by day, and it afflicts all of us. It afflicts all of us, and we get upset sometimes with the Lord. We say, God, are you still there? Do you hear us? And he said, I'm taking care of you day by day. Think of the great days in your life. It's really easy when you think about your wedding day or the birth of your children or the time you spent in a waiting room waiting for the doctor's report and all those you never forget, the death of a loved one or an accident or a divorce maybe, and how our lives changed after 9/11. The two most important days of your life obviously are the day you were born and the day that you die. And then on your tombstone, there's that little dash in between those two dates. And that's your life. And that's really, a shortened version, obviously. But when you're gone, it really doesn't mean too much. it doesn't mean too much, except what did you do with the days of your life? I want to share a couple of quotes before we go into the Word. One of those comes from a person by the name of Kalidasa. It's way back in the ancient Sanskrit, which was a classical language in ancient Israel in the 4th and 5th century. And I really like this. It's poetic. But this is how old people were going back, as we are now, to look at each day individually. And I think you'll get it. Look to this day, for it is life, the very life of life. In its brief course lie all the realities and truths of existence, the joy of growth, the splendor of action, the glory of power. For yesterday is just a memory, tomorrow is only a vision, but today, well lived, makes every yesterday a memory of happiness and every tomorrow a vision of hope. So look well then to this day. And Omar Khayyam, who was an author and astronomer in Persia, which is now Iran, he died at age 83. He was born in 1048, so he's been gone a long, long time. And it's very simple. The moving finger writes, and having writ moves on. Nor all your piety or wit can have it back to cancel half a line, nor all your tears wash out a word of it. And I think it's important as we look at each day to remember that this day means something and can mean even more if we isolate it and get everything we can out of it. And it was interesting, as I got here a little early and I drove around town, and it brought back memories of the times that I was here before. And I saw the little family, the kids had out their little store with the vegetables in it, where you can stop and put in a dollar and take two tomatoes. And I thought, this is really great. I went to the park and drove around there, and I went slowly over the railroad tracks and looked back as I was going at the train station. And I started to think about all the goodbyes and all the hellos day by day that happened at that train station. And I thought, this is what I want to share with you today, is to get something more out of today than to just let it go by. Well, I went to church now, and I'm going out and mow the lawn, and then later on, I'll take a nap, and then, I don't know, maybe since it's a weekend for a holiday, maybe we'll cook out today, I don't know. But you see, those things are good, they're not bad, but if they're just afterthoughts, then we're not accomplishing what God wants us to do, and that is to get the most out of life. There was a rabbi, and he brought up to me the book of Deuteronomy. I love studying the roots of our faith with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I started studying the roots of our faith when I realized that I invited a Jewish carpenter to come and live in my heart. And I wanted to find out everything that I could about the Bible that Jesus read. And he read the Jewish Bible, which we have contained in our Bible. The Tanakh, it's called. And the Jewish Bible is our Old Testament. And Jesus read that and was taught that and knew it very, very well. And by the time he was 13, he went in and talked with the rabbis in the temple. And they were amazed at what he had learned. And I'm sure that his father brought a lot of those things alive to him. But Rabbi Eckstein, who just died a few years ago, said, remember Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26 and 27, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commands of the Lord, and a curse if you don't. remember, I'm giving these to you today. He said today in there twice. And he didn't have to say it. You know, when you read something in the Bible and you see in one or two verses something repeated, especially if it's a word like today that can kind of make sense even without, even when you remove it. Like, see, I'm setting before you a blessing and a curse, commands of the Lord your God that I'm giving you today. He could say, I set you before you a blessing and a curse, the commands of the Lord your God I'm giving you. So I took today out, but he put it in there twice. Why did he put it in there twice? Because he was trying to emphasize it. In the Bible, when you remember the times that a word is repeated, not necessarily in two verses like this one, but in just two words in one verse to lead off a verse. Moses, Moses, go down and tell the people. Martha, Martha, you're so concerned with the day-by-day things that you're not taking time to honor me. Martha, Martha, Moses, Moses. That's written in there because God was trying to impact us. He was saying to us, Lanny, Lanny, take your time. Enjoy this day. According to Rabbi Eckstein, it says, today isn't just important, but it's a world unto itself. Every word in the Torah, which they call the Old Testament, bears unfathomable significance. Not one word or letter is extra. In these verses, the word today could easily have been omitted without changing the meaning of the words. The funeral of a great rabbi, the son remarked that his father had length of days. Someone remarked, how can you say such a thing? He only lived 66 years. And the son replied, the length of years he did not have, but he had length of days. The son's father made every day count by choosing God. Every day. I'm going to give you a couple of scriptures of what God says in his word. First of all, to start off, I want to give you a scripture from the book of Romans. And that, of course, is a New Testament book. And I've got most of what I got. It came from the Old Testament. But remember, the word of God doesn't change. There's no such thing as replacement theology. The Jewish people are still his chosen people. And Jesus is still who Jesus was. He said so in the Word. Jesus said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the same. And in Romans chapter 15 and verse number 4, it says this. This is just an introduction to these different scriptures. Everything written before our time was written for our instruction, that we might derive hope from the lessons of patience and the words of encouragement in the scriptures. And of course, when Paul sent this letter, all we had was the Old Testament. So when he's talking about scriptures, that was the Old Testament. The scriptures were on scrolls. They weren't in book form yet because type hadn't been written and all that. But he said everything written before our time was written for our instruction, that we can derive hope from the lessons of patience and the words of encouragement in the scriptures. And that's one of the reasons that I love going back in scriptures and reading the Bible that Jesus read, and that is our Old Testament. Starting way back in Genesis, but I'm going to skip into Exodus, and I'm not going to be long. I'm not going to give you a whole bunch of different scriptures, but I want to just give you some examples, and then when we're done, I think you'll know a little bit more where I'm coming from. I hope you do. In Exodus chapter 16, Manna was provided one day at a time. Do you remember that? If they grabbed manna and saved it till the next day, it got moldy. So they took, God provided new manna for them every day. Each day, he was feeding them, day by day. And they said, what do we do on the Sabbath? We can't go out and do any work. The Sabbath says you should not work on the Sabbath day. He said, don't worry. On the Friday before the Sabbath day, I'll provide 2 days' worth. And he did. And then they went out and gathered 2 days' worth, and the Sabbath day didn't mold. It didn't get old. It was okay. And they were able to eat it. And in Exodus 16:32 and verse 39. Do you ever notice how hard it is to talk and look something up at the same time? Am I the only one that has that problem? Okay, this is Exodus 32:29. Exodus 32:29. Moses said, today you have been dedicated to the Lord, for you were against him, and now you bring a blessing upon yourselves today. Did you know that God, more than anything else, loves to hear you say, thank you, we're so grateful, Lord? That's what he wants from us. That's part of praise and worship. Lord, I worship you. And thank you. I am so grateful for what you've given me today and hopefully tomorrow. But tomorrow doesn't have any guarantees. I may not be here tomorrow. So today is the day that's important. Today is the day. In the book of Deuteronomy, which is also part of the five books of Moses, and it's the last of the five, that's actually where the Torah, where Torah comes from. They call that part the Torah. Their Bible is divided into three parts. Our Old Testament is not. It's divided into chapters, the same as the New Testament. And Deuteronomy and chapter 28. See if this resonates with you. See if it's something that you want to ponder. 28 and verse 1. Thus then shall it be, if you continue to heed the voice of the Lord your God, and you're careful to observe all his commandments, which I enjoin on you today, the Lord your God will raise you high above all nations of the earth. It's what the Lord enjoins on them today. And really, Moses could have left that out. He could have said that what the Lord your God enjoins on you, he will raise you high above all the nations of the earth. Proverbs 3:1-2. Do you ever think about the book of Proverbs? Proverbs is a fascinating book, because not only does it give us all those neat little sayings, but the first nine chapters have nothing to do with all those neat little sayings. Like hatred stirs up disputes, but love covers all offenses. Or the memory of the righteous is blessed. Or a worthy wife is the crown of her husband. Those are all great things. But they don't start until chapter 10. And what came before are some very, very important items. In Proverbs 3 and verse 1 and verse 2. My son, my daughter, forget not my teaching. Keep in mind my commands, for they will bring you many days and years of life and peace. And let not kindness and fidelity leave you. Engrave them on the tablet of your heart. Then you'll win favor and good esteem before God and man. Go back up to verse 2. For many days and years of life and peace. Many days. Why didn't he just say, I'll bring you many years of peace? Because we're all living many years, even if we die young, like the one I mentioned who died at age 66. But he brings you many individual days. Individual days. In Proverbs 4 and in verse 18. The path of the just is like a shining light that grows in brilliance until the perfect day. And we can put in a little footnote on this perfect day. It actually, in the Hebrew, is translated until the day is established. Until the day is established. The perfect day. And I always like to think that it keeps growing in brilliance until the ultimate perfect day. Because we hope that God's light shines on us and through us as we're living day by day. But the perfect day is when we say goodbye to this world and move into the next one. That's the perfect day. Because our days are not always perfect. But what we try to do is thank God no matter what. Lord, I thank you no matter what happens today. Because God already knows what's going to happen today. He sees the beginning from the end. Lord, we thank you no matter what happens today. We love you so much. In Psalm 68:19, do you know the book of Psalms is the songbook of the Israelites? These were all meant to be sung. So I don't know how I do with that, but I think, you know, I could always lip sync, I think. In Psalm 68 and in verse 19, blessed day by day be the Lord. He bears our burdens. He is our salvation. Blessed day by day be the Lord. In Psalm 84, they used to sing these, God bless us day by day. In Psalm 84 and verse 10, I'd rather have one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. That's a song. Rather have one day in your courts, one day in your house. Psalm 91, 15. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in distress. I will deliver him and glorify him. And again, put in, if you're a lady, put in her, because this just means people. With length of days, I will gratify them and I will show them my salvation. Focus on each day with length of days. And in Psalm 95 and verse 7. That today you would hear his voice, harden not your hearts. That's a famous scripture that was mentioned many times in the Old Testament, especially in the Torah when the Israelites were having problems. And of course, they knew about hardening their hearts because they saw Pharaoh, who had his heart hardened by God, and he wouldn't let them free. But if today you will hear his voice, today, harden not your hearts. Listen for that small, still voice. That small, still voice. Psalm 118, 24. Psalm 118 and verse 24. Psalm 118 is one of the shorter ones. No, it's Psalm 117. It's only got two verses. Psalm 118, verse 24. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, no matter what. Sing to him a new song. I'm going to sing a song that's very short because our son Patrick, the one who died, he was almost 4 years old. This was his favorite song. And children sometimes have a problem with the letter L. And Patrick would sing this song. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice. And he sang it. That's all he knew. Be glad in it. But he sang, this is the day the Lord has made. And years after he died, I had a vision, and I looked at that, and I said, he sang, this is the day. He was singing, this is the day that the Word has made. W-O-R-D. The living Word. Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the King of Kings, the living Word. This is the day that the Word has made. I just have one or two more, and I don't know whose stomach that was growling, but they want to get in the other room and get something. Isaiah 48 and verse 6 through 8. From now on I announce new things to you, hidden events of which you knew not. Right now, not long ago, they're coming into being. Before today, you didn't hear of them, so you cannot claim to have known them. You neither heard nor knew because they did not reach your ears beforehand. In other words, you didn't understand until now. Prophecy all the way through the Old Testament, he said, from now on I announce new things to you, hidden events of which you knew not. Now, not long ago, they are brought into being, and before today, you didn't hear them. So God is making things happen in our lives today that he has never happened, that has never happened before today. And he wants us to realize that. Lord, you're doing a new work in me today. I want you to make me, in 1 Thessalonians says, make me holy. And he said, I'll make you holy. All you have to do is ask. Have you asked God to make you holy today? Not holier than now, but I want to be holy. I want to be more pleasing to you, Lord, so you would overlook all the sins that I'm going to commit today. And I do. And in Isaiah 53, he says, your sins I remember no more. Your sins I remember no more. In the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, there's a verse that says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Your mercies never come to an end, Lord. They are new every morning. Every morning. And I'm going to do one from the New Testament, then I'm going to close. We had the one from Romans, and I want to do one from the book of Hebrews. And 3:13, chapter 3, verse, all right, going back, Israel's infidelity is a warning. This is a warning. Whereas the Holy Spirit says, today, if you should hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the revolt of the day of testing in the desert. That's in verse, what did I say? Six. That's in verse 7. Here it is again in verse 13. Encourage one another while it is still today, so that no one grows hardened in the deceit of sin. Encourage each other daily while it is still today, because we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. And if, and again in verse 15 it says, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts as they did at the revolt. And in verse chapter 4, verse 7, if today you should hear his voice, harden not your hearts. One of God's titles is the Ancient of Days. You'll see that in the book of Revelation. The Ancient of Days. And we must remember that he is our length of days, because he knows when our days end. Harry Harrison, the radio announcer out in New York, one day said, each day is a gift. That's why they call it the present. That's pretty good. And I want to close with a one-liner from Tommy Bates, who's a pretty well-known preacher. He lives down in Kentucky, I think. And Tommy Bates said, when you're wondering about God's power, just remember this. He took his hand and threw it nowhere, creating everything. Because there was nowhere to throw it, because nothing had been created. There was no space. There were no planets. It was just God and the Trinity. What we see as outer space was created by his hand. We love you, Lord. We thank you for this time together. We thank you that hopefully we're looking at today a little with a little more urgency, a little more intensity, knowing that this is the only day that's guaranteed in our life. So show us what you want us to see. Show us what you want us to be grateful for today. Show us how to get through the hard times, like the Miller's great-grandson and the different ones in this church body. Show us, Lord, that you're always there. And when we get to tomorrow, you'll be there too, waiting for us, ready to be our Lord and our God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.